This is the Composer's Datebook for March 12th. I'm John Zeck. The stage directions read, "The Garden of the Grimaldi Palace, outside Genoa. On the left side, the palace. Directly in front, the sea. Dawn is breaking." The evocative music is by the Italian opera composer Giuseppe Verdi. The prelude to his opera, Simone Boccanegra, which premiered in Venice on today's date in 1857. Despite that shimmering prelude, Verdi's new opera was not well received. The critics felt it was one of those works which, quote, "does not make its effect immediately. It is written with the utmost exquisite craftsmanship, but needs to be studied in all its details." Verdi, a practical man of the theater, knew exactly what that sort of review really meant. He wrote, "I thought I'd done something passable, but it seems I was mistaken. The score is not possible as it stands. It is too sad, too depressing. I shall need to redo it to give it more contrast and variety, more life." The revised version of Simone Boccanegra premiered 24 years later in 1881, with additions and alterations to the story by Arrigo Boito, the brilliant librettist for Verdi's final operas, Otello and Falstaff. Despite the revisions, Boccanegra remained one of the least popular of Verdi's works for many decades. In the 1930s, it was revived successfully at the Metropolitan Opera in New York with an all-star cast. Since then, audiences have had more opportunities to study Verdi's score sufficiently to appreciate its exquisite craftsmanship, contrast, variety, and life. For more on composers and their music, go to composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.